The Annunciation. What has visited me? The great gray specter of Market Street? Grandma Guanyin has taken my seat on the 30 Stockton bus. Weighed down with kosher chickens, cut scallions, the 9 ingredients of health and prosperity, she will dole out lucky red envelopes with gold embossed double happiness blessings to all the fat Buddha babies of Chinatown. But can she fill the shriveled stomach of homelessness? Or stop the explosions of bombs? And where will all the plastic bags of tomorrow go? To the banks of the Tigris? To the caves of Bamiyan? Will they hold enough food for the dying? Will they hold enough compassion to cool the angry heels of American youth? Or to comfort the children of Iraq? You must believe in karma, because as luck would have it, all the chickens have come home to roost at our table, and nothing is being served. All the shelves are empty, and dust enshrouds the cathedral malls where paper gods preach from video altars and cash registers syncopate Taoist mantras. 2.5 points up, Standard Poor's, 3.75 down. What will the angel of mercy bring to the table? 1,000-year-old eggs preserved in black mud? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches airdropped from bombers? The food of the gods have long been regurgitated. There will be no more banquets this year. The haves will not have, the have-nots have nothing but the crumbs of promises, and together we will all be sitting at the table to eat, to eat, to eat.